May the last one burn into flames. Welcome, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm your friendly lady lawyer and economist on these radio waves. But sometimes on Fridays, we do a little bit of a lighter take. Today, I am really excited to be joined by one of my colleagues from Civic Media, the indomitable Luke Mathers. Thanks so much for joining me, Luke. It's nice to have you with me today.
It's glad to be with you, Maggie.
So Luke and I are together doing this. We've got a little pre-record. So if you're listening live, you're not going to need to call in because we pre-recorded this. Because everybody at Civic Media that does this talk work, we're getting together on Friday for a big old meeting talking about what the new year's going to bring. So Luke and I wanted to put together a little special content for you. And since it was Friday, and since we are recording this on Thursday, we were going to do some lighter content, maybe a little sports, maybe a little pop culture type of thing. And literally moments before Luke and I pressed the record button, he and I got the devastating news that icon, personal hero, the man that I've been listening call Milwaukee Brewers games my entire life, Bob Uecker, has just passed away at the age of 90. So we're starting there because it is top of mind. And I need to process my grief, you know, publicly on the radio and with you, Luke, obviously.
as we hear.
As one does.
Yeah, as we tend to do. Yeah. So, yeah.
I got a text message before it actually started to like go out wide on media, because I've got a couple of friends that work in the Brewers organization, and I text back a swear word. Oh, fudge, but not the fudge word.
Yeah.
Just totally heartbroken. I think so many Wisconsin sports fans like just adore Bob Uecker. He seems like the uncle that we all want, right?
Yeah. Well, and Mr. Baseball himself, just a man larger than life to a certain degree, but yes, just in the best way possible. Like I believe it was when they went to the NLCS in 18 or 19. I forget what year exactly. But when Uke was in there celebrating in the clubhouse with the guys who were in their 20s and 30s, like right there taking the bottles of High Life and other champagne, just like having a blast in the clubhouse celebrating that playoff journey that they were on. And you could tell this past season too, that there was some degree where there were players and there were members of the organization that hoped the Brewers could do it all, because there
or
has
you.
Been, yeah, this, yeah. this, he, I mean, 90 years, a life well lived. Like that is an impressive feat on its own, but the impact that he has had on the team and the community in Milwaukee is just, it's huge.
He is a legend. And I think his connection with the players on the team, as well as everyone in the organization, was so evident throughout his career. Like, he really enjoyed the players and the organization and the people that worked in the organization, and they really treasured their individual relationships with him. I know Craig Counsell made special mention of that. Willie Adames has made special mention of that he really knew the guys and the other folks that work in the organization, knew about their families, would ask after him. He was this real person beyond the persona that all of us that were a few degrees of separation away from the organization saw. If you don't remember where he got the moniker Mr. Baseball, of course, that was bestowed upon him during Uecker's pretty incredible run on late night TV in the 70s and 80s. And of course, the famous Johnny Carson, host of The Tonight Show, called him Mr. Baseball. It stuck.
Yeah.
It was a permanent thing. While we were getting ready for the show, Luke, I asked you, hey, did you ever watch Mr. Belvedere?
A little bit before my time. I haven't. Is it on a streaming platform? Can I go and catch up on it?
This is a really good question, my friend.
I have to find out. And you can even see, though, the impact that he had on the clubhouse as well, as you're taking a look at that. Like Christian Yelich, when this last season ended,
this man.
Christian Yelich was teary-eyed in one of his final media appearances of the 2024 season, because he was talking about how he was sitting in the clubhouse taking it all in with Uke. and yes. how the players look up to him and revere him as a figure of the Milwaukee Brewers, but also I think just as a human being, like the role model that Uke sets for like the standard for I think the people coming in and out of the Brewers organization, and so it is a very heavy loss for the community, and I'm not going to be shocked if we see now that this day in January is going to get declared to be Bob Uecker Day, because like that is the level of impact he has.
It should be Bob Uecker Day. I mean, he almost became his own like cottage industry, right? But in support of Milwaukee, in support of the Brewers. Apparently, I did a little bit of quick Googling.
Yeah.
You can watch Mr. Belvedere apparently on Amazon. And don't get it confused with the crappy movie that didn't include Bob Uecker, which is Mr. Belvedere Goes to College. Not that one.
Shirley
Temple. No.
Okay.
Not that. Mr. Belvedere was an ABC TV show that ran from 1985 to 1990. So yes, Luke is reminding me how damn old I am. Yes,
I missed it by just a couple of years, but I probably wasn't going to be watching sitcom TV even in those early years. So
probably not, but I was in the like target sweet spot age range, having been born in 1977. You know, young kid, dad, who was a huge baseball fanatic. I loved baseball having come, you know, like then the Brewers were getting, had gone through the 82 season, right? It was sort of at peak Brewers hysteria. I watched the heck out of that show. Good fun times. He did all those Miller Lite commercials, which were super sticky and funny. And of course, his role as Harry Doyle in the movie Major League. I remember I had a bunch of friends that went to County Stadium to be extras and sat in their those seats like all day long while they were filming. It was like 8-9 hours. You just sit in the stands, and of course they freak out. Like, who doesn't want to just cheer their butts off, even for a fictional Cleveland Indians team? I think you have some sound, Luke, from the Harry Doyle Major League role that Mr. Uecker played.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
Oh no, Harry, come on, man.
People come on, are listening. Not on the Maggie. They love the Maggie Dawn show. Say it ain't so.
There's some good ones too. I think the most famous one has got to be this one.
Just a bit outside.
Yes, with Charlie Sheen playing, I forget what the hell they called him, Wild Thing. I remember what they called him in the movie. I don't remember the guy's actual name. And they had to figure out he needed glasses. And then he threw these like smoking fastballs that he could never control. And hence, just a bit outside.
Ricky Vaughn is Ricky Vaughn. Wild Thing Vaughn.
Vaughn. It's such a baseball name. Like, I have burned into my head my dad's sort of voiceover, I think wannabe baseball announcer, just calling guys' names out. And like certain men's names work so much better for baseball. You know, like my dad's name is Mike Dawn. So my dad would do a little voice work and be like, reporting for the Brewers as pitcher, the left-hander hailing from Milwaukee, Wisconsin at 6'2", 185 pounds, Mike the Mad Dog Dawn, like stuff like that. Yeah. He would do all the time.
That's an art too. And Uke perfected that in his calls, because the inflection and baseball famously like not a fast sport.
No,
it takes its time. And so like the call of the game has to be entertaining and keep you enthralled, and the storytelling that you do while also
with the play-by-play, yes.
Right, and the weaving those together, that is an art. Like, that is,
truly,
I think, an underappreciated art, but just, Uke did it so, so well.
And one of the things that I think, even if you're stacking up like Harry Carey versus Bob Uecker, first of all, the Cubs, who cares? So there's that problem, of course. But one of the things that I think Bob Uecker did was harness his excitement in a way that was different. And he truly, in my opinion, mastered the art of letting the game sound filter through, where he would not talk, right? And you could hear the crowd and occasionally like, bear hair, like out in the faint.
Peanuts? Back. I'll take some peanuts.
I love that din of a baseball game of all the people talking. It's a moment where nothing's happening quite yet. And you would just let the game sounds come through on the broadcast, which gave you, it had this very tangible feel to it. And unlike some play-by-play announcers, especially TV guys, where they would use sort of tortured research to tell this like bizarro story that doesn't really relate, Uke's stuff was all real personal. And what he was known for was the incredible self-deprecation. You know, like, oh yeah, I bat 200. I batted 200 just a backup catcher. You know, like, wasn't a very good actual professional baseball player. But the way that you get to Cooperstown with a 200 lifetime batting average out of the major leagues is you become the voice of a franchise. And I think a few generations of baseball fans, unquestionably. It was thinking back on the last game of the Brewers season this past year. I had taken my dad for his 80th birthday to game two. So we got to watch the win out of that three game series. And I had tears like in my eyes watching game three with a bunch of friends when those damn Mets. And one of the things, and one of the things that my friends and I, like drowning our miseries in a couple of frothy ale beverages after the loss, was who knows, this may have been Uke's last season, and that made it hurt even more. And here we are.
Yeah, it's folks, it's a tough loss that we have for our community.
It is. Folks, I'm joined by my good friend and yours. You hear him every once in a while on these airways, often with Todd Alba. But today on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'm Maggie Dawn, joined by my friend Luke Mathers. We're having a little lighter pre-recorded Friday content. We're going to take care of some quick business. We'll be right back. Keep it locked. We might talk about some board games. I hear you're a good card player. Like the board games, Luke. Let's discuss when we return.
I'm excited to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, little smack talk coming up. You don't want to miss it, folks. We'll be right back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, I'm going to keep on running because the wind.